Carers save the Australian economy $78 billion each year, and they do it for pretty well free. When the government was handing out money early in the COVID crisis, carers missed out, even though for many of them the burden increased with outside help not available during lockdown. It's a difficult, demanding and lonely job, so why do they do it? This year, the theme of Carers Week is Why We Care. Most carers tend to be women, but David Ford, a Ngunnawal man living in Canberra, breaks this trend. For the past 19 years, he's been a single dad and the sole carer for his son, Will. David told me about Will.
Well, he's a 19-year-old man now, and he's got a few disabilities like blind, he's in a wheelchair, stroke affected on one side, slow learning man, and just a beautiful fellow. Unbelievable.
Did you ever hesitate at the thought of taking on caring for him completely?
No, never. I never thought about it twice. I've done it straight away.
I suppose you've had to bring in carers over the years. Have you had that feeling like only you really understand him well enough to care for him?
Yeah, it's like all parents, they think they're the only ones that can do it. But in some stages, you've got to realise you need help, especially with people with a disability. It's a big job, 24/7 in most cases. And you just got to realise you're not Iron Man, you're not Iron Woman, you're not a robot. You can't just go down to Woolies and buy some new batteries and put in yourself to keep going. You've got to have a rest and you've got to charge your own batteries up.
Can you remember the point when you felt that, when you actually realised you did need to ask for help?
Yes, it was 9 years ago when I had a heart attack myself. I took him to a place in Kaleen to a respite place, and then people that don't want to know what a respite place is where you can go for 1 day, 1 weekend or 1 week. It all depends on what you can arrange. And I took him there for a weekend and I drove away crying because I thought I failed as a father and a carer. But when I went to pick him up on Monday, he was so happy and I was happy because I charged my batteries up and I had some time to myself. And we realised I'm not Iron Man. I can't do it all myself. I've got to ask for help. I had to stop being embarrassed to go and ask for help. I just had to put my pride down and just ask people for help and get as much help as you can because you're going to burn yourself out and then you won't be the carer. You'll be getting cared by someone else too.
Did you find it difficult as an Indigenous person? Did you feel like you needed a special kind of system, a special kind of carer to understand?
No, I think everyone's in the same boat. Talking to people is a big part of the role that we play. Is you've got to talk to people. You can't bottle up your feelings. You can't bottle up if you had a bad day. You've got to talk to people about it. And if you don't talk to people, as you know, you get very sick. You've got to reach out to get help and talk to people. And my best thing is to talk to people with a disability so they understand what you're talking about.
So what's a typical day for you with Will?
Typical day, I get him up in the morning, I've got to change his nappy, I've got to change his bed because he's usually wet the bed through the nappy, and I wash his clothes, hang him out, bring him in, get him ready to go to school. Then when he comes home in the afternoon, I cook his tea, shower him, dress him for bed, and put him in the bed, and then my day's sort of finished. I just got to give him a drink every now and then and change his Slim Dusty music every now and then.
That's his favourite, is it?
Yeah, Slim Dusty was the first word he ever said.
And what are the pleasures of your relationship with Will?
To see him, like when I get up in the morning and he loves the guitar. He's got a guitar, he's got bongo drums, he's got ukuleles. And when I hear him play that in the morning, I know he's happy. I know he's well, but if I don't hear nothing, that's when I start worrying because there's something wrong with him.
And what do you do then?
Then I've got to be like a doctor and try to work out what's wrong with him. Look for any red marks on his face, any red marks on his body to see if there's any pain or anything there.
Do carers get enough help in terms of government money and the kind of services that are available?
Everything you've got to fight with, as you know, you've got to fight for everything. It doesn't matter. Nothing comes easy. you got to fight and you got to show reports and you got to get OT letters and you got to for everything. And like every time he gets a wheelchair, we order it December. We don't get it until March. So it's nothing's easy. It's you got to fight for everything.
And you mentioned the respite centres. That must have been a really welcome moment when you found that you could do that, that you could use respite. Do they work well?
Oh, yes. Yes, it gives you time to charge your batteries up. It's real good. Or go fishing, or you can, you know, meet Yarny down the road, down and have a cup of coffee or things like that. You can get people to come and mow your lawns. You can get people to come and clean your gutters, come and clean your house. You just got to find the right people to put you on the right track, and that's caresweek.com.au. If you ring them up or get onto their website, and they will find out. But make sure you're getting the right money from Centrelink. Make sure you're getting the right support. Make sure you've got the right house, right equipment. Because with the right house, right equipment, that makes your job a lot easier.
Carers are worth a lot of money to the government when you look at it. Do you think they should get paid more?
I think they should. Well, I think it was John Howard talking a few years back about not paying us more, but putting in like a, you know, when you retire and you've got a lump sum at that when you retire. Like he was going to do that for all the carers, but that the wheels fell off that way. I haven't heard anything about it since.
Just finally, what's, in terms of raising wheel, what's been your proudest achievement, your proudest moment?
Just to see him grow and see him, he's happy, he's an unbelievable kid. He's got a lot of problems, I know, but I think I'd rather him than a normal kid. Because he's so happy, I can give him a bottle of water and he'll play with it for hours.
Isn't that lovely? So it's almost like having a toddler forever, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Single father and carer, Ngunnawal man David Ford.